the interesting but also perhaps somehow vain question asked to Jesus in the gospel, will only a few people be saved, got a powerful and most likely an expected answer. Strive to enter through the narrow gate. Probably the man who asked this question was expecting something different, in some way, something more precise, maybe some kind of number or proportion, percentage, something. But the Lord was very emphatic. He answered in a different way. Many will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. And we should really pay attention to these words, because this is extremely important, very serious. These words are heavy, are powerful. Many will attempt to enter the kingdom, but will not. And the entrance is a narrow gate. Perhaps a first reaction to these words might be fear. Who can do it? But if we see them from a different angle, these words, in fact, bring great light and hope. Let's imagine that we are hiking. And at some point, as we walk, we find a spot in which we need to choose. And there are two paths. And the one from the left is a broad, nice, and easy path. The one on the right is very narrow, not very appealing. Now, everyone would be grateful if someone told us with certainty that the path towards the left, the nice and easy one, actually ends up in a precipice. I don't think anyone here will feel that that's an imposition, that that is some kind of harsh judgment. We would be relieved. It would be great to know, okay, I should not go that way. And not only that, if some people that we know, some friends or relatives, are walking behind us, approaching that place, we would make sure that they took the right path, which is a narrow one. And even more, we would tell everyone, not only friends and relatives, but really everyone. If we knew, of course we would be there telling, don't go through the nice and easy path, take the narrow one. I doubt anyone would say, you know what, I'm not qualified, I'm not a park ranger, so I cannot say these things, or I don't have time, you know, I need to hike, or I'm already doing other things. Every now and then I come and clean up that trail, so it's not for me, someone else has to do it. No one would do that for a simple reason, because this is a matter of life or death. Who would not try hard to save some people? The gospel today tells us of a matter of life or death, but of eternal life or eternal death. Do we make the effort to tell everyone about that precipice, that infinite, eternal precipice that follows a nice and ample path of the world? Or from a different perspective, do we share in some way, but in a proactive way, do we share about the joy of knowing that the narrow gate leads to the green pastures of eternal joy? Now, we know that it is not always easy to do this, especially when we know that we have to say something to some people who are close to us. It is challenging. It is difficult. We all know that. We all have experienced that difficulty. And probably, I would not be surprised if someone here is already thinking, you know what, I've tried that. I've said things to my friends, to my siblings, to my coworkers, to my kids. I've said things, and they just don't want to listen. And so I don't say anything anymore. Let us listen to what God says about this way of thinking in the first reading. I know their thoughts, and I come to gather nations. They shall come and see my glory. God knows very well that some people are not really interested in hearing about a narrow path. He knows their thoughts. But precisely because of that, he wants to go to them. What kind of loving God would we be thinking about if, because someone says, I'm not interested in the truth, I'm not interested in salvation, would say, okay, that's your problem. That would not be a God who is love. That would be a God who does not care about us and our salvation. But because God loves us and cares, then he goes especially to those who are not particularly open to a narrow path. And how does he go to them? Through us. We've been trying for a few years here at Holy Name to provide with some very concrete opportunities to go out and to reach out to those who are not interested in a narrow path and to do something, to provide, to create some good activities and events that will be an occasion, just an occasion, an invitation to come and experience that joy of our faith. And the most intense time of the year for us is called Mission Week. And most of you know that Mission Week is an intense week of different activities for different kinds of people. Easy, fun, non-threatening, and at the same time, profound activities. Events in which people can come and experience through the warmth of friendship, through the joy of our fellowship, some of the joy of following Christ. We are already working hard on this week that will happen in 1 month, the third week of September. If we find it sometimes difficult to find the right word to say something that will help those who are close to us that are somehow, in some way, far from this path, then we should just invite them, bring them to Mission Week. And God will plant in some mysterious way that we cannot even imagine a seed that will fall and bear fruit at the right time. So I invite you first and foremost today to start praying for Mission Week. You will see already at the entrance of the church some very nice posters about the theme and the activities, and next week we will talk more about that. But let's start praying about that, and particularly let's start thinking and praying about those that God is asking us to invite to one or more of the events. It is our mission. And for that, you will find at the end of the pews this, where you can write down a list of people that you want us to pray for so that they can come to Mission Week. And we will offer a Mass next Saturday, which is a feast of St. Monica. Very providential. You know, St. Monica prayed and prayed for years and years for the conversion of St. Augustine. And finally, he accepted the faith. But it was through a lot of prayer. So next Saturday morning, we will offer the Mass for all those names that you will write down so that they can come, so that they can have an encounter with Christ. And hopefully you can come to Mass as well next Saturday at 8 a.m. But please, before you leave, write down those names and put them there, some baskets in the back of the church. Now, one final point. I'm aware that sometimes even making that invitation can be difficult. I'm not only talking about explaining everything, but just inviting can be sometimes awkward or hard. For that, this year we're doing something else. We are creating this Equip series of talks in which we offer some more practical training. I really believe that all of us get the idea, at least in theory, that we should in some way evangelize, that we should go out and do something, but sometimes we don't know how. So these talks are more practical talks, and the next one, next Tuesday, the 30th, will be about how to make that invitation. So it will be a very good occasion in which we will learn more, even though we might say, well, I've been doing this for years, I don't need to go. No, we should come, because it will be a very good opportunity for us to get well prepared, well equipped for this very intense time of evangelization and apostolate. As a community of faith, we should make our best, our truly best effort to go out of our comfort zone and evangelize with joy, with creativity and courage. And for this, we need to be well prepared. We would not be quiet if we saw hikers happily walking towards a precipice. We would do something. Following Christ is a matter of eternal life. Not following Christ could be a matter of eternal death. There is nothing more important, nothing more urgent, and nothing more burning than to try to make it to heaven, ourselves and our loved ones, and as many as possible, even if that implies sometimes walking through a narrow gate.